Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here with Antonio Del Rosso, who is the General Director of Genuine Experiences, and he's also the coordinator for ATMEX. Now, what's ATMEX? It's Adventure Travel Mexico, a show that is usually live, but this year is gone virtual, like all of us, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about what that show includes, when it is, and how you can sign up for it, because adventure travel in Mexico is really booming these days. And it really is a category you have to take a look at. And we're going to find out all about that and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, first of all, Antonio, how are you and where are you? I love your background there. I got to tell you, a very nice stone. It's beautiful.
Thanks, James. Good morning. It's a real pleasure to be with you and share some insights with your audience. And we're actually here in a place called Valle de Bravo, which is roughly an hour and a half from Mexico City. And this is where we have our weekend home, and this is where we've bunkered up for the whole of the situation with the COVID.
That's great. That's great. Well, you got a nice place to bunker up. I got to tell you, that looks great. Now, you are the organizer of ATMEX, Adventure Travel Mexico. Tell us a little bit about the show, and also, as I suggested at the beginning, how it will be held this year.
Absolutely. So this is our eighth edition of ATMEX. ATMEX is designed as a specialized adventure travel event, which we try to take between different destinations throughout Mexico, which we perceive have high potential for adventure travel development. So in the past years, we've been to places like Palenque in Chiapas, Colima, specifically Comala in Colima. We've been to San Cristóbal de las Casas, also in Chiapas. We were here last year in Valle de Bravo. And this year, the destination that'll be, in this case, the virtual host of ATMEX is Loreto, the magical town in Baja California Sur. And the idea is, it's really positioned itself as the gathering point for the adventure travel industry, now not only in Mexico, but it's really grabbed a strong foothold in throughout Latin America. So we're very, very happy to be hosting this eighth edition of ATMEX in Loreto, Baja California Sur.
So you will have some content related to Loreto as well, I'm sure. But of course, it will be all virtual this time. We'll hopefully a year from now it will. Now, when is the show? Actually, let's get that on the table.
It's going to be from the 25th through the 28th of October.
Okay. Great. Now, we'll talk a little bit at the end about how everyone can sign up. Now, how has Mexico become such a strong adventure travel destination?
Well, I think we're still in the process. As you know, and all your advisors know, Mexico has historically been a very, very strong sun and beach destination. Mm-hmm. And I think this is where we can start putting things a little bit into perspective. Let's forget 2020 for 1 second, but if we go
we
back,
we all like to forget 2020.
But if we go back to 2019, Mexico was receiving roughly 41, 42 million international visitors. 82% of them were actually coming from North America. So just the sheer volume of people visiting Mexico, particularly to visit sun and beach destinations, is really a little bit overwhelming. At the same time, we know, given some statistics provided by the UNWTO, that roughly one in four tourists can now be considered adventure travelers. And adventure travelers have many different shapes and forms. They can go from some soft adventure to obviously hardcore and extreme sports type people. But if that were true, that would mean that Mexico roughly should be receiving, if it had its fair share of the international market, roughly 10 million international visitors coming here to do adventure travel.
Yeah.
The truth is that we're still far from reaching that number. Mm-hmm. And while Mexico has slowly been gaining, as I said, a foothold in this market segment, if you will, there's still a huge, huge opportunity. So that, I without without having the actual statistics, because they don't really exist, and as part of what we're working with the Mexico tourism authorities, is to try to figure out how many adventure travelers are visiting the country. But I'm absolutely sure that there are at least 8 to maybe 9 million international visitors out there that are still not visiting Mexico, and that's pent up demand. So I think that is, I think points to the huge opportunity that we're trying to harness and use ATMEX as a vehicle to attract interest for Mexico, to let advisors know what type of product there is here in Mexico throughout the country, despite the fact that this year Loreto is our the spotlight, you know, destination. And start doing some business at the same time that we do some real good for the country.
Well, absolutely. And I just know we just wrote an article the other day from the World Travel and Tourism Council that was specifically looking at the adventure travel segment and providing, you know, sort of new ways to deal with the COVID situation for adventure travel specifically. So obviously it's a category that really has picked up over the years. And I know actually one of the operators I know in Mexico is an adventure travel operator. So you have a strong, position there for growth, and we'll see what happens. But let's talk a little bit about the format for this virtual show. Who are the exhibitors and who should attend this event?
Okay, so again, historically, we've limited the size of the event to 450 people, just because groups larger than 450 are usually difficult to take into some of these smaller destinations throughout the country. This year, again, we're reinventing ourselves, and I'll get back to that concept in a second. But we expect to attract at least the same 450 people. But this virtual format really opens up a series of opportunities for us to be able to showcase Mexico to a much wider audience. And that's exactly what we want to do. So we want to bring at least, I don't know, maybe double the number, maybe 900 or even 1,000 people into ATMEX this year through the virtual format. And historically, we've had a week of FAMS pre-ATMEX throughout the country. There are several different participating states. Right now, we actually have 17 out of the 32 Mexican states already participating. They've already signed up for this year. And there will be FAM opportunities, but obviously not now in October. Right. We'll be deferring that for some later portion of the year or potentially early next year. But the 25th, we'll be kicking off the event with a cultural component, since it is the day of the foundation of the first I guess it's Jesuit mission in the Americas, okay. In California. So that mission happens to be in Loreto. Mm-hmm. And the 25th of October is when they celebrate the foundation of that first mission. So
I've actually been to that mission. So it's a beautiful place and a wonderful place. And really it is, the territory around it is really meant for adventure travel.
Absolutely. It's far away. It's hard to get to, but that's what makes it unique and special. And just the wealth of history and of culture, and as you mentioned, the natural component is just mind-blowing. So we'll be kicking off the event with that cultural component on the 25th, and then we'll go directly into our standard component where we have keynote speakers on Monday the 26th, the 27th, and the 28th, followed by our flagship, I guess, component of ATMEX, which is the marketplace.
Right.
So during the marketplace, we expect to have at least our traditional 1,200 pre-scheduled meetings, one-on-one meetings between suppliers from throughout Mexico, and in this case, some other regions or countries in Latin America, and the individual advisors and buyers that we're inviting and handpicking from Mexico, from the U.S., from Canada, and from Europe. Mm-hmm. And we'll have some additional interesting events throughout ATMEX. This year, we've partnered with a collective called Fuck Up Nights. And the idea behind Fuck Up Nights is to really learn from failure. So they've got this really cool format that is similar in essence to like a TED Talk. And we're going to be inviting some people from the travel industry to share some of their interesting failure with us, and so that we can really learn from those failures. So it's a little bit quirky. It's fun. It's casual. It usually involves having a beer, and it happens at night. So we're trying to turn this Zoom opportunity into something different, something fun, and something that's engaging for our audience.
So I should save up some virtual beer, you know, virtual Coronas and Dos Equis, right, to save it for that event, I guess, right?
Absolutely. And we'll actually be sending, as part of the registration, we'll be sending a series of coupons. So you can actually have your first probably beers on AtMex.
Oh, that's a good deal. I think I'm definitely going to have to show up for that one. Now you mentioned buyers. Who, obviously, travel advisors and maybe small tour operators. I mean, who are you looking to attract as your delegates, as your attendees?
So usually we've catered to towards outbound tour operators or in different markets. But I think part of the strategy and part of what we've identified this year is the huge need for travel experts. Mm-hmm. I think the industry as a whole is really, as we had in like from fast food going back to slow food, now I think the immediacy of purchasing trips through OTAs and such really is not jiving with what the consumer needs, particularly after what they experienced in February, March, when lots of travelers were stranded without help, without really anybody to answer their telephone calls. And I think it's really, really a unique position for the travel advisor to come out of this situation invigorated and strengthened and with a unique positioning in the market as travel experts. Both in our case, we want to develop experts in Mexico and in adventure travel. So that's a huge focus of AtMex this year. And that's where we have a specific interest to reach out to everybody on Insider Travel Report and bring them on board and help us do some business at the same time as we start doing some really good in some of these smaller destinations throughout the country.
Well, I do know that we're trying to help you generate more delegates from the travel advisor community because, like you, we feel this is a great area that travel advisors, even if they haven't known it before, can get more experienced in knowing what the products and you have to offer down there in Mexico. And also the adventure travel category as a whole, which most people are identifying as a growth area, especially post-COVID. It really seems to be an area that people are going to look at more. You're out there in nature, usually with small groups, if not individual. So this is the kind of travel that people are going to be looking for, we think, and a lot of surveys echo that after the whole pandemic is over. Now, let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned the speakers and panelists. Give me just an example of some of the speakers and sessions that you're going to offer at the beginning there.
Absolutely. So the theme this year, every year AtMex has a different central theme. This year, originally, we were trying to match concepts with what the UNWTO had established as a theme for this year, which had to do with rural tourism. Mm-hmm. But given the situation and the global pandemic, we shifted and tried to create something which is much more personal and much more hands-on and really has deeper impact with our delegates. So we chose the theme for this year to be Plan B, reimagining tourism. So we've designed all the content and invited a series of speakers to build on this concept to see where we can take this Plan B that I think we're all desperately looking for in the industry. We've also identified that there are two huge forces out there at this time. You know, we've got on the one side, you know, the huge resorts, the huge destinations, which are already trying to come back on board and generate visitation again, where, you know, a great part of the employment is and the obviously huge investments have been. But at the same time, on the other hand, we have the consumer who does not necessarily want to go back to one of these, you know, mass tourism resorts or to a cruise ship and are instead trying to identify smaller destinations with fewer people that, you know, smaller groups that are perceived as lower risk. So there is going to be this pendulum movement at some point. So we're trying to figure out, obviously we can't take everybody to become adventure travelers just from for the next day, you know, because that would obviously devastate some of the most pristine destinations that we have in the country. So the infrastructure and the carrying capacity is not there for a full pendulum swing. On the other hand, we really can't go back to the status quo, because that would, I think, just undermine what the perception of the consumer has been and their change in mindset. I think there has really been a fundamental change in the perception of the consumer and their attributes that they consider valuable. So we're trying part of the discussion that we'll be having in Atmex is to find that new balance for tourism post-COVID. So in that sense, we'll be having people from some of the leading voices in the industry, like the WTTC. We'll have representatives from the UNWTO. We'll have the president of the GSTC, which is the Global Sustainable Tourism Council. We'll have leaders, consultants from throughout the world, Chris Seek from Solimar, who's really been focused on the new role that DMOs must be playing. But now, understanding a DMO is a destination management organization, which is a much more involved, hands-on organization that doesn't only do promotion. We'll actually have Sean Whitley from Insider Travel Report sharing some really clear insights as to what the perception is both for Mexico and the adventure traveler. And the idea is for all these different voices to share their 3 to 5 key insights as to where they think tourism should be going. And we're actually going to be creating a document around all these key insights that we will be wanting to share with all the key industry leaders, not only in Mexico, but throughout the world. So it'll be the contribution from Atmex to the tourism industry as part of our theme for this year.
Well, it doesn't hurt that Gloria Guevara, is the head of WTTC, is also from Mexico, and she has strong ties there and also believes strongly in adventure travel. And thank you for featuring Sean Whitley, too, my colleague. He's actually pretty experienced in adventure travel and also has done a lot of work with Tourism Cares, which is the organization here in the United States that is, I wouldn't say focused on adventure travel, but certainly experiential and you know, really does a great job in that area. Now, let's talk also, just you mentioned all the destinations who are participating. Just give us a sense of some of the destinations that are participating in this event, as well as some of the adventure tour operators.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, we have Baja California Sur, which is our host destination, and specifically the magical town of Loreto. And if you have not had the opportunity to visit Baja, and particularly Baja California Sur, you'll know that there is a route that is called MX1. We call it Route 1, that goes all the way from Tijuana down to Los Cabos. Mm-hmm. So everything around and along Route 1 is just amazing, beautiful scenery, pristine landscapes, untouched nature, some of the best food you'll have in the world. And throughout this route, we'll be hosting at least 40 different operators from that region. So we'll be able to interact one-on-one with each one of them. Mm-hmm. And they do everything from scuba diving to fishing to kite surfing to mountain biking to trekking to mule packing to overlanding. There's all these incredible opportunities of experiences out there that most of us really haven't ever even heard of. So we'll be showcasing obviously Baja California Sur, but also several of the other leading states in Mexico that have high adventure travel potential. Chiapas, to mention, well, on the far other extreme of the country, Yucatan will be present. Sonora, Chihuahua, the state of Mexico, Hidalgo, Oaxaca. Each one of these have unique and different proposals, and we'll be able to, as I said, have one-on-one meetings with the leading operators in each one of these regions. Many of them operate in several states, and they'll also be obviously present not only during the marketplace but throughout the networking events that we'll have in Atmex this year.
Yeah, no, I know you, and I know you have networking opportunities as well as the big marketplace. And I have been lucky enough to have been in Loreto this year, actually, and it is a a gorgeous area, a wonderful town. I went up to the mission, and that whole area is just made for adventure travel. It's a kind of combination desert, mountains, everything. It's really very interesting territory, and right overlooking obviously the Sea of Cortez and all that area. So it is a gorgeous place to go. I wish we were going, and we'll see it virtually here in this case. Now, you mentioned some of the special activities. You talked about obviously the cocktail party, the beer. Anything else that we should know about that you're planning?
Well, yes, several of the states have already presented opportunities to do fam trips. We're just standing by, and really waiting for the health authorities to give us the final, green light so that we can actually start bringing people in on fam trips. But part of the idea is to identify and make the perfect match between, the travel agents, the travel advisors, and the specific product that they want to learn more about. So that'll be also a huge component of what we'll be trying to achieve. Just try to do that matchmaking process in October, so that hopefully, maybe even before the end of the year, we can start bringing some people down and really showing them in person what some of these destinations have to offer.
Well, I do think it is going to benefit a lot of travel advisors and tour operators to actually see what is on offer down there. And if you can match them up for the right fam trip, that'll be great. Now, just to reiterate, again, the dates for this show are when, and also how can people register and attend?
Absolutely. So the event will take place from October 25th through the 28th, and all you have to do is register online on our website, which is www.atmex.org. There is a special registration area for buyers and travel advisors, so just click on that link and mention that you're with Insider Travel Report, and we'll make sure that you get your confirmation and badges, and you can join us during our virtual event.
No, that's great. So I would encourage everyone who is interested in adventure travel, and it is a category you should be interested in. And obviously, those of interested in Mexico, Mexico is great for sun and fun, as Antonio mentioned. But there's so much more, and this is a show that's going to really expose that part of Mexico to you if you're interested. Anything else you want to tell us about? To our audience of about 100,000 U.S. travel advisors about ATMEX and adventure travel in Mexico?
Absolutely. So I think I'd just wrap it all up. We already mentioned the business side and the business opportunity that is right there. It's really low-hanging fruit that I think we can really have some profound impact on. But I think more importantly, what we're trying to achieve is really we think tourism is a vehicle through which we can really achieve cultural and natural conservation. Mm-hmm. So one of our mentors, or one of my mentors, a fellow by the name of George Wendt, who was the founder of OARS, always said, people don't protect what they don't love, and they don't love what they don't know. So we think tourism is a perfect vehicle to get people to really dive under the surface of destinations like Mexico, and to come out with a completely different understanding of what we have to offer. So that's the real reason that we do everything that we do. And we're fortunate enough to be doing good business while we do good. So again, we just hope to have all of you guys down here in Mexico, at least during this virtual component. And soon we will also hope to have you here in person.
And I suspect that everyone wants to be there in person, but you might end up doing this as a virtual event in Companion, so you get even more exposure, I would think, because that's the one thing we've learned from all this virtual stuff, is that so many more people can at least get great information and start to learn about a destination. And they don't have to go there. Now, eventually you hope that they will want to go there after they've heard all about it. And that would be key for next year. But Antonio, first of all, good luck with the event. It sounds wonderful. I'll be watching. And at some point we'll hopefully get down there and experience some of the things that your exhibitors are talking about. But we're also looking to help you generate more attendees so they can also benefit from selling adventure travel in Mexico.
Thank you so much, James. We'll see you here, and hopefully we'll be able to share some good fish tacos in the near future. And just a last comment, we're also going to be awarding prizes. There will be 15 different trips that we'll be awarding to our attendees based on different dynamics that will be happening throughout ADMIX. So just keep an eye out for that, too.
No, that'll certainly benefit travel advisors here. Antonio, again, thanks for taking the time. And I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.